Hi there, you've tuned into another episode of the Delhi Capitals podcast. My name is Supreeta and I'll admit I struggled a little bit to work on an introduction for this one. I wrote something, I didn't like it. I wrote something again and I didn't like it. And then I'm not the best person to rattle off numbers, and there are so many numbers that dictate the absolutely magnificent career of our guest today on the podcast. I didn't want to get any of it wrong. So I decided to take the fan route, and I'm coming from our social media section and comments that I've read there many times. So I'm just going to put it out there. There are so many people saying, can we just start a petition, please, to keep Meg Lanning back in India? She is our guest. Meg, welcome to the Delhi Capitals podcast. Would you consider that? Should they start a petition?
Oh, I love being over here in India. Yeah. And the supporters of Delhi Capitals are amazing. So it's certainly something I'd consider moving forward.
It's good news. No, I think over the last 2 years, I think the way you've embraced India, DC and the WPL itself, it's been fantastic. And there's just so much of love and respect. Fair to say you've enjoyed it?
Absolutely, yeah. I loved my first year here with the Delhi Capitals, sort of not really sure what to expect with the WPL, but Delhi, such a great franchise, really well set up and run, and then the fans are next level. We certainly felt the support right from the start, and so, you know, excited to be back here for the second year, bigger and better, and yeah, absolutely, just so much fun, and just, as you mentioned, just trying to embrace everything that comes with it. Sometimes I'm not too sure what I'm getting myself into, but I think the more you sort of just let that go and embrace it, the more enjoyable it is.
Yeah, and you know, it's a short tournament, and it's often so action-packed even when you're not playing, but despite that, you always try and find opportunities to take time for out, you know, for yourself, explore new places, sneak out as and when you can. You did in Mumbai, you've done some in Bangalore. What have the findings been?
Yeah, I do like to get out and about. I struggle to sort of sit still. So, you know, cricket has taken me to some amazing places and places that I probably might not have travelled to otherwise. So I feel like it's a good opportunity to get out and see, you know, some of the places that are around locally and experience different things. So most of the time it's trying to find a good cafe or a nice cup of coffee. And that takes me to different places, which is really cool. And in Mumbai, I was able to find a few. Bangalore, same again. So sometimes it's a little bit of a trek, but we've got a little bit of time sometimes. So I think it's really cool to be able to get out and explore and find new things.
I think one of the things leading up to this season of the WPL, if I noticed, you're a little more open to social media. I've seen quite a bit of your gorgeous dog, Mabel, out there. A lot of coffee, a lot of beautiful beaches, maybe some cricket thrown in here and there. Is it something you like a little more now?
Well, I think I've relaxed a little more around social media. I think when I was playing for Australia and, I was probably fairly guarded and didn't put too much out there, but I've become a little bit more relaxed, and I think actually it's been really cool coming into an environment like this where social media is probably done a little bit differently here than it is back home, and there's some really cool stuff that goes on and some real thought behind some different ideas, and I've tried to embrace some of the ideas that you guys have come to me with, and I think it's given me a little bit of inspiration sort of personally as well, just to sort of sometimes putting stuff out there and showing what you're doing. People are actually quite interested, and it's a bit of fun too, and that's probably the thing I've sort of come to terms with a bit. It's a little bit of fun, and you're not probably going to please everybody, but you know, if you just be yourself and authentic, then I think you're going to go okay.
Okay, you just put in a little backhanded compliment for our entire team, the one that works on ground and you know, back end team. So thank you very much for that. I'm just going to pick up from one of the words you used in your last response, which was being guarded. And my mind immediately goes to the podcast we did with Ricky last year, where he said, till the time he retired from international cricket, he felt like he had his helmet on 24/7. You know, the big difference, of course, when you were here last year and this time around is you having stopped playing international cricket. Does it feel lighter? It may have not been an easy decision, though, but talk us through it if you can.
Yeah, certainly wasn't an easy decision. And, you know, 12 months ago, I didn't necessarily think that, you know, I'd be sitting here in that position, but that's sort of how things panned out. And I'm very sort of content with the decision that I've made. It, you know, there's certainly things that I miss from international cricket, but there's absolutely a number of things which I'm glad to have let go. And I think, yeah, that's a really good point that Ricky makes. I think particularly being the captain, you probably get used to being sort of seen in a certain way, and you feel like you've probably got to uphold everything 24/7 and can't sort of let your guard down too much. And whether that's perception or reality, I'm not sure, but that's sort of what it feels like. Since I've sort of stepped back, I definitely feel lighter and just feel like I can just be a little bit more out there and myself and not worry about what other people think. I probably got to a stage where I was really careful around what other people might think about things and didn't want to sort of send the wrong impression. And it probably didn't matter as much as what I thought it did, but you think it does at the time. And then, having stepped back a little bit now, it's very freeing, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it actually coming into this tournament. Not, no real pressure or expectation. Obviously I'm super competitive, want to do well every game
and
win as many games. That certainly hasn't left me. But feel like I can just have a bit more fun and enjoy myself, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, and I remember that morning when I was listening, and watching you on a Fox Sports video, it felt heavy to me. You were tearing up. I teared up as well. And I'll pick up from how much love and reverence there is for you in India, because there were so many people on social media saying, why would she do this in the middle of a men's World Cup going on? One second, this is Meg. She needs a guard of honor. She needs, that entire lap around the sea. Why would she do it like this?
Yeah.
But maybe that's what you deemed best.
Yeah. I would happily have just sort of sailed off into the sunset with no fanfare at all. So we did a couple of things just before I came over here, which was really nice actually, that sort of Cricket Australia organised, and it was nice to sort of officially say bye. I'm certainly not about being out there too much and talking about myself too much. So I was happy to do it reasonably quietly. The timing of it was tricky because there was squad announcements being made and things like that. Obviously you sort of have to go with those timelines a little bit. It wasn't ideal. It's funny sort of going through my career when I was sort of mid-20s, late-20s, and sort of get an idea of what maybe your retirement looks like. It's like at the end of a big World Cup, so you got a bit of a lead-in, and it's like after that, then I'll retire and finish. And you've got all your life sorted, your finances sorted, everything lined up. That's what I thought would happen. Mm-hmm. And then it all happened much quicker, and, it just felt like it was the right decision at the time. It had probably been building for a little while without me really knowing. But it's funny how it pans out, not necessarily how you think it might. But as I said, I'm very content with my decision. Still miss things, but, feel like I'm in a really good spot. And the great thing is I still get to play the game I love a little bit. It's just in a different context. And
yes,
hopefully I can keep doing that for a little while longer and keep enjoying myself.
There's cricket at the Olympics 4 years later. Does that not tempt you?
Oh, that was very tempting. But 2028 was just a little bit too far away. Yeah. I love the Olympics. So when cricket got announced in that was pretty cool. But regardless, 2028 was just a touch too far away.
It is far away. We're in the middle of season 2 of the WPL. This is just such a great group on field and off field. What is it that makes it click and just makes it such a good gang?
Yeah, I think everybody's just really easy, and there's no one's more important than anyone else. I think we understand that in tournaments like this, you need a whole squad to be able to do really well, and whether some of the girls are playing or not playing, you can't really tell the difference. They're just here to give their best and help the team get better and help the team have some fun as well. And I think off the field, there's no issues at all. Everybody enjoys spending time together, and I think that really translates to on field as well. I think it's probably one of the more important things, especially in franchise cricket, when you don't get a lot of time pre-tournament to come together and spend together. So if you can get on well as a team off the field, I think that really does help on field performance, and that's what we've got. I mentioned before, but I think Delhi's a really well-run franchise. It makes everything really simple for the players, so we don't have to worry about too much else. I think that's really good, and JB and Kaidas and the coaching staff as well have their stuff sorted out. So it's just really easy. I don't really know how else to explain it, but that just means we can go out and enjoy ourselves on the pitch and try and do our best.
What is super enjoyable to watch during the matches is watch Shefali and you bat. There are too many people who said that somehow Shefali's batted her best, looked her best during the WPL, pardon me, when she's batting with you, when she's opening the innings with you. I don't want you to share any secrets if there's some secret the two of you are talking about, but what's the kind of chit-chat though, if there's anything you'd like to share? Because She's just fearless. It's so beautiful to watch the way she just goes out there and bats, and you're happy standing at the other end, often watching her just smashing those sixes.
100%. I'm more than happy to stand at the other end and watch some of the shots she plays. She's got more power than anyone else. And it's very simple what we talk about. We literally just talk about playing to our strengths. Generally, it's about hitting straight down the ground, and not overthinking it, to be honest. So that's really all we talk about. But she's great, Shefalia. Obviously, didn't know her much coming into this sort of tournament. But she asks questions. She's really willing to learn. She even in the field, she comes up with suggestions and things like that. So she's very engaged in the game. And she's still very young as well. And I think sometimes when players have been around international cricket for a couple of years, you forget how young they are. And it takes a while to sort of work out your game and understand that what works and what doesn't. So she'll still be a little bit hit and miss in her performances, but she's a match winner, and when she gets going, she's impossible to stop. So I've thoroughly enjoyed batting with Shefali, and to be fair, she takes a lot of pressure off me. I don't have to worry about too much. She scores so quickly that that's sort of a nice thing for me as well. So we sort of work really well as a partnership. We sort of fill the gaps for each other. So yeah, it's enjoyable. We have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. Hopefully we can keep going with what we've got.
And she has her own vibe when she just walks in. Is she also doing some sharing, you know, on her part, or are you just speaking with her or advising her when she needs it?
No, she's good. She's got some good advice for me too. We just try and keep each other on track. There's literally two or three things that we say to each other.
Yeah.
And it's just reminding ourselves of doing that. Especially sometimes in T20 cricket, you can... Yeah, especially if you face a couple of dot balls or something like that, you can feel like you're under the pump and everything goes really quick, and it's just about taking a second and stopping and maybe just going and chatting for a second, just to remind ourselves that if we stick to our strengths and make sure we don't sort of push things too far, then things will happen for us. So it's nice to keep each other on track.
Do you think a tournament like the WPL puts the women's game in a better space for sure? I'm picking up from the game at Chinnaswamy the other day when we played against RCB. It was full and it was loud, which is incredible. I would imagine that you would have experienced that kind of thing maybe when you're playing World Cup finals back home or something like that.
Yeah, not too often. Nothing like that noise though. That was epic. Obviously RCB fans are very passionate and they support their team really well, and we've seen that throughout this tournament. So there's no doubt that the WPL is very positive for the women's game. I think it's taken it to a whole new audience, and people have seen how good the product actually is. We've got the best players from India, the best players from around the world in this tournament, and then you sort of throw in some really cool opportunities for some of the lesser known players and younger Indian players who have stepped up as well throughout the tournament. So it's great for the on-field performance, but also just for growing the game and sort of showing younger girls out there around the world, but particularly here in India, that there are opportunities and platforms to go out there and chase your dreams. And if you do want to play on the big stage and represent a franchise or your country, then it's possible to do that. And that's the coolest thing about it.
Correct. Like you said, you know, you're still very, very competitive when you're playing your cricket, and thank God for that. But a few years down the line, and I don't want to put any number to it, are there other ways you'd like to stay connected with the game? Would you maybe consider coaching or mentorship programs, comms?
I'm absolutely...
To stay connected to the game.
Absolutely, yeah. I love the game of cricket. Yeah. It's been a massive part of my life over a long period of time. So I absolutely see myself being involved in the game, moving forward, post sort of playing. What that looks like, I'm not exactly sure. But the great thing is there seems to be more opportunities popping up around the world to sort of stay involved and have an impact on it. And I feel like I've got a lot of experience through different phases of where the game's been at as well. Yeah. Obviously, when we started, it was very much part-time, and now we're moving into that full-time phase where there's a lot more opportunities. So I feel like I've seen a fair bit and learned a fair bit over the time. So, hopefully if I can sort of spread some of that knowledge a little bit onto the younger players and others involved, in some role, I'd certainly be keen to do that and sort of just let that evolve over time. But absolutely keen to stay involved for many years to come.
While there is still a coffee shop plan in the background,
that is very important. Yes, that's sort of ticking away in the in the background. Yeah. I'd love to be able to do that, but for now I just venture out and find other good ones that other people have set up and get some good ideas.
Correct. I want to do a quick little rapid fire with you before we close this. And thank you so much for your time. So we'll start with a quick rapid fire round. Let's go. The best partner you've opened the innings with?
Elise Vellani.
Okay. Creating and captaining the world's best women's cricket team was? Complete the sentence.
A lot of fun. Challenging at the same time, but that's what makes it so so great when you're able to get through some battles and then still be successful at the same time.
Okay. The cricketing talent the world should watch out for is?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good question.
We can come back to
that. Yeah, let's come back to that.
Okay, next one. Meg, what's on your playlist these days?
I just literally listen to like the 20 hot hit songs that come up. I'm not great on my music. I do listen to it when I run, but I'm very boring. I just listen to the
Whatever's trending.
Whatever's trending, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Three lessons you've picked up on your many visits to India.
Embrace the chaos. You can't wait to cross the road. You got to just fight your way across. Otherwise, you'll be standing there all day. There's lots of people who want to help you, so let them help you.
Nice. Three things you'd carry with you on a deserted island.
Coffee would be with me. I would have my runners so I could go for a run.
Okay.
And a good book.
Nice. A cricketing rule you'd like to see changed or introduced?
I reckon you should be able to bowl more bounces in women's cricket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Titash said that as well when we spoke with her yesterday. Okay. Yeah. When the coffee shop opens, what's it going to be called?
One Shot.
Oh.
Got the name already. Don't have anything else organized, but I got that.
Nice. Do you have a name now though for a cricketing talent that the world should watch out for?
Oh yes. The world already knows it, but Shefali Verma will dominate for many years to come.
Nice. One. Last one, Meg. Three terms, three words that describe the present version of Meg Lanning the best.
Competitive.
Still competitive.
Still competitive. Yep. Sort of go with the flow. I know that's three words, but that's
sort of okay.
Put it together. And curious.
Curious.
Yeah.
I think I'd say more chill. I think so.
More chill. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Meg, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Our team makes you often do silly little things that you're clueless about at times, but you've always cooperated with those things, and sometimes those silly little things become big, and we're not complaining.
No, you guys know what you're doing. I have full trust.
Thank you so much. Means so much, and all the very best for everything.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.